जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम Ram Ram Hare Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jayo Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radhe. Jayo Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Jaya Gaura Nithai. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Lalita Devi Radha Madan Mohan Lalita Devi. Jai Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jai Giri Govardhan. Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada. Bolo re thai go haribo 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 gaura haribo. Lord Premanande hari haribo jayam Vishnu Pad Brahman Supri Vraj Gacharya Astro Darsha Shishimaj Jwan Gai Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Shila Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Rantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnavrind ki jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 14. So today we'll be discussing two verses, verses 44 and 45. So we'll first read the verse 44. I think it's displayed. Yo dushtajan shitisuta swajanartha daran. Prarthayam Shriyam Suravarai Sadayavalokam. नैच्छन्नृपस्तदुचितं महता मधुद्वित् सेवानुरक्तमनसामभवोऽपि फल्गु यो दुष्टजान् शितिसुता स्वजनार्थदारान् प्रार्थयाम श्रियं सुरवरे सदयावलोकाम् नैच्छाम् नृपस्तदुचितं महताम् मधुद्वेत् सेवानुरक्तमनसामभवोऽपि फल्गु यो दुष्टजान् शितिसुता स्वजनार्थदारान् प्रार्थयाम श्रियं सुरवरै सदयावलोकाम् नैच्छन्नृपस्तदुचितं महतां मधुद्वित् सेवानुरक्तमनसामभवो विफल्गु यो दुष्टजान् शितिसुता स्वजनार्थदारान् प्रार्थयान् श्रियं सुरवरे स्वजनार्थलोकम् नैच्छान्नृपस्तदुचितं महतां मधुद्वे सेवानुरक्तमनसामभवोऽपि फल्गु यो दुष्टजान् शितिसुता स्वजनार्थदारान् प्रार्थयाम श्रियं सुरवरे सदयावलोकाम् नैच्छाम् नृपस्तदुचितं महतां मधुद्वे अनुरक्तमनसामभवोऽपि फल्गु सेवानुरक्तमनसामभोऽपि फल्गु माताजिस् ओके यः हु दुष्टजान् वेरी डिफिकल्ट् टु गिव् अप् क्षिति दि अर्थ् सुत चिल्ड्रन् स्वजनार्थदारान् रिलेटिव्स् रिचस् एण्ड् ब्यूटिफुल् वैफ् Prarthayam, desirable. Shriyam, the goddess of fortune. Suravarai, by the best of demigods. Sadayavalokam, whose merciful glance? Na, not. Aichat, desired. Nripaha, the king. Taduchitam, this is quite befitting him. Mahatam, of great personalities, Mahatmas. Madhudvit, of Lord Krishna, who killed the demon Madhu. Sevanurakta, attracted by the loving service. Manasam, of those whose minds. Abhavah api, even the position of liberation, Falgu, insignificant. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఈసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాద. శిల ప్రభుపాద కీ జై. సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి కంటిన్యూడ్, మై డియర్ కింగ్, ది యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆఫ్ భరత్ మహారాజ్ ఆర్ వండర్ఫుల్. హీ గేవ్ అప్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ డిఫికల్ట్ ఫర్ అదర్స్ టు గివ్ అప్. హీ గేవ్ అప్ హిస్ కింగ్డమ్, హిస్ వైఫ్ అండ్ హిస్ ఫ్యామిలీ. హిస్ ఆపులెన్సెస్ వాజ్ సో గ్రేట్ హిస్ ఆపులెన్స్ వాజ్ సో గ్రేట్ దట్ ఈవెన్ ది డెమిగాడ్స్ ఎన్వీడ్ ఇట్, యెట్ హీ గేవ్ అప్. ఇట్ వాజ్ క్వైట్ బెఫిటింగ్ అ గ్రేట్ పర్సనాలిటీ లైక్ హిమ్ టు బీ అ గ్రేట్ డివోటీ. హీ కుడ్ రినౌన్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ బికాస్ హీ వాజ్ సో అట్రాక్టెడ్ టు ది బ్యూటీ, ఆపులెన్స్, రెప్యుటేషన్, నాలెడ్జ్, స్ట్రెంగ్త్ అండ్ రినౌన్సియేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ కృష్ణ. Krishna is so attractive that one can give up all desirable things for his sake. Indeed, even liberation is considered insignificant for those whose minds are attracted to the loving service of the Lord. Purport: this verse confirms Krishna's all attractiveness. Maharaj Bharat was so attracted to Krishna that he gave up all his material possessions. Generally, materialistic people are attracted by such possessions. Ato griha kshetra sutapta vitte janasya mohoyam aham mameti. One becomes attracted to his body, home, property, children, relatives, and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusions and thinks in terms of I and mine. The attraction for material things is certainly due to illusion. There is no value in attraction to material things, for the conditioned soul is diverted by them. Once life is successful if he is absorbed in the attraction of Krishna's strength, beauty and pastimes, as described in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The Mayavadis are attracted to merging into existence of the Lord, but Krishna is more attractive than the desire to merge. The word abhavaha means not to take birth again in this material world. A devotee doesn't care whether he is going to be reborn or not. He is simply satisfied with the Lord's service in any condition. That is real mukti. Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasagira nikilashvapi avasthasu jivan mukta sauchyate. One who acts to serve Krishna with his body, mind and intelligence and words is a liberated person even within this material world. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.187. A person who always desires to serve Krishna is interested in ways to convince people that there is a supreme personality of Godhead and that the supreme personality of Godhead is Krishna. That is his ambition. It doesn't matter whether he is in heaven or in hell. This is called Uttama Shloka Lalasa. We'll also read text 45. యజ్ఞాయ ధర్మాయ పతయే విధి నైపుణాయ యోగాయ సాంఖ్య శిరసే ప్రకృష్టవరాయ నారాయణాయ హరయే నమ ఇత్యుదారం హాస్యం మృగత్వమపి అసముదాజహార. ఈవన్ దో ఇన్ ది బాడీ ఆఫ్ ది డియర్, మహారాజ్ భరత్ డిడ్ నాట్ ఫర్గెట్ ఆఫ్ ది సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్. దేర్ఫోర్ వెన్ హీ వాజ్ గివింగ్ అప్ ది బాడీ ఆఫ్ అ డియర్, he loudly uttered the following prayer. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is sacrifice personified. He gives the results of his ritualistic activity. He is the protector of religious systems, the personification of mystic yoga, the source of all knowledge, the controller of the entire creation, and the supersoul in every living entity. He is beautiful and attractive. I am quitting this body, offering obeisances unto him, and hoping that I may perpetually engage in his transcendental loving service. Uttering this, Maharaj Bharat left his body. Purport: the entire Vedas are meant for understanding of karma, jnana, yoga, fruitive activities, speculative knowledge and mystic yoga. Whatever way of spiritual realization we accept, the ultimate goal is Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The living entities are eternally connected with him via devotional service. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Ante Narayana Smritihi. The perfection of life is to remember Narayana at the time of death. Although Bharat Maharaj had to accept the body of a deer, he could remember Narayana at the time of death. Consequently, he took birth as a perfect devotee in a Brahmana family. This confirms the statement of Bhagavad Gita, Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yogo Vrishto Vijayate. One who falls from the path of self-realization takes birth in a family of Brahmanas or wealthy aristocrats. Although Maharaj Bharat appeared in the royal family, he became neglectful and took birth as a deer. Because he was very cautious within his deer body, he took birth in a Brahmana family as Jad Bharat. During this lifetime, he remained perfectly Krishna conscious and preached the gospel of Krishna consciousness directly. Beginning with his instructions to Maharaj Rahugan, in this regard, the word Yogaya is very significant. The purpose of Ashtanga Yoga, as stated by Madhvacharya, is to link or connect with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The goal is not to display some material perfections. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sachivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Taptakanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Paditanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, we'll be discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, verses 44 and 45 from 5th chapter, 5th canto, 14th chapter. Seeking blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas, so that I can speak on this exalted topic. So yes, we have discussed here in this verses 44 and 45. So Yadushtajan Dara Sutan Suhrid Rajya Hridi Sprisha Jahave Yuev Malvat Uttama Shloka Lalasa. How Bharat Maharaj left his kingdom, that kingdom which was envied even by the demigods. So this is the previous verse. Today we almost saw a similar verse, this 44th. So all this for what? Uttama Shloka Lalasa. So detachment. Detachment. The spirit of detachment can be seen from this pastime of Bharat Maharaj. One devotee was once telling, what is detachment? Detachment does not mean that you don't own anything. Detachment means that nothing owns you. So detachment is more than a physical distancing from some objects. Actually, it's not on a physical level, but it's mental level. Just like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, ವಿಷಯ ವಿನಿವರ್ತಂತೆ ನಿರಾಹಾರಸ್ಯ ದೇಹಿನ ರಸೌ ವರ್ಜಂ ರಸೋಪ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಪರಂ ದೃಷ್ಟ್ವಾ ನಿವರ್ತತೆ. ದೋ ದಿ ಎಂಬಾಡಿಡ್ ಸೋಲ್ ಮೇ ಬಿ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ರಿಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಮೆಂಟ್, ಹಿ ಮೇ ಬಿ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ರಿಕ್ಟೆಡ್, ಫೈನ್, ಬಟ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ದಿ ಟೇಸ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ರಿಮೇನ್ಸ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಮೆಂಟಲ್ ಲೆವೆಲ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಲೆವೆಲ್. ಬಟ್ ಸೀಸಿಂಗ್ ಸಚ್ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಬೈ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಅ ಹೈಯರ್ ಟೇಸ್ಟ್, ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಫಿಕ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಸೊಲ್ಯೂಷನ್? The solution or the solution to get the spirit of detachment is experiencing the higher taste. Here, in the verse, the translation, it is written, he could renounce everything. Bharat Maharaj could renounce everything because he was so attracted to the beauty, opulence, reputation, knowledge, strength and renunciation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, if you are attached to these spiritual qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, automatically you become detached from the material quality, the same beauty. People are attracted with these six things only, even in this material world. Which are the six things? Beauty, opulence, fame, knowledge, strength and renunciation. Everyone is attracted by these six things. So, but these are material qualities which you find in this material world. But when these qualities you see in Krishna, and you get attracted by the spiritual qualities of Krishna, so automatically these six qualities of this material world fade off and you automatically get detached. Even in this Subhashita, there is a verse, kulasyarthe tajedekam gramasyarthe kulam tejet gramam janas padasyarthe atmasyarthe prithvim tejet. Sacrifice oneself, or you can say self-interest, for the sake of your family. Sacrifice family for the sake of a village. Sacrifice village for the sake of nation. And sacrifice everything for the sake, even the entire world, for the sake of soul. So, for a higher taste, you can sacrifice your lower taste. But for that, you need some higher taste, some higher principles, where you can cling on to, so that automatically the lower taste fades away. Even one more shloka is there in Subhashita only. For a generous person, udarasya trinam vittam shurasya maranam trinam viraktasya trinam bharya nispruhasya trinam jagat. For the generous person, money is insignificant. Money or wealth is insignificant. One who is generous, he gives in charity every time. Trina. Trina means it's like grass, nothing for him. To the brave, death has no value at all. It is insignificant for him. He can go to any extent. To the dispassionate person, or you can say for a virakta person, his family is like grass. He's beyond the family attachment. And for a person who has no desires or no ambition, this entire material world is worthless. So basically we can understand that for a higher taste, once you get a higher taste, it's very, it may not be called easy, but it's natural to give up the lower taste. It becomes natural and one automatically gives up the lower taste in this material world. We have the example of Sri Yamunacharya. This famous shloka. Since my mind has been engaged in the service of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and I have been enjoying an ever new transcendental humor, whenever I think of sex life with a woman, my face at once turns from it and I spit at the thought. So the lower tastes automatically disappear because one is attracted to the spiritual qualities of Krishna, which are eternal and which cannot be, the qualities does not diminish, just go on increasing. Now where does this virakti come from actually? So it is a natural byproduct of devotional service. Which shloka? Naturally comes. Vasudeva Bhagavati, yes, one that. Vasudeva Bhagavati. Another one shloka. Automatically. Bhakti Pareshanu Bhavo Viraktir Anyatra Chaisha Trikaeka Kala Prapadyamanasya Yathanyat Yathasnatasyus Tushti Pushti Kshud Apayonu Ghasam. Devotion, bhakti, pare ishanubhava, direct experience of the supreme Lord, and virakti, detachment from other things. These three occur simultaneously for one who has taken shelter of supreme personality of Godhead. In the same way that pleasure, nourishment and relief from hunger come simultaneously and increasingly with each bite for a person engaged in eating. For a hungry person, all these three automatically happen. Which three things? Pleasure, nourishment and relief from hunger. That is automatic. So similarly, devotion, bhakti, par ishanubhava. So Srila Jiva Goswami gives the comparison. Tushti pushti kshudapaya. Tushti is satisfaction. That is compared to bhakti. Because they take both take the form of pleasure. Par ishanubhava is compared to pushti. That is nourishment. Because both sustain one's life. And finally, virakti, detachment. That is equivalent to kshudapaya. Cessation of hunger. Because both free one from further hankering. So that one may experience peace. So this very beautiful comparison between a hungry person and a person who is performing devotional service. Srila Jiva Goswami also describes further, this process of eating or the activity of eating and the performance of devotional service, in this comparison it's okay, but you cannot, stretch this more, because actually in the process of eating you automatically become disinterested in eating also. Because once your belly is filled, you don't feel like eating anymore. But this is not the case in devotional service. In devotional service, the more you perform devotional service, the more you are attracted to Krishna. His attraction to Krishna increases at every moment. So beauty and qualities, because the beauty and qualities of Krishna are on a spiritual level, not on the material level. At the same time, one more characteristic which we can understand from this, a hungry man busy eating, one who is really very hungry, so he will totally focus everything only on eating. Whatever is happening beside him doesn't mean at all to him. He is not concerned even the least with whatever is happening around him. So anything, if somebody calls him, "Are chalo idhar aajao," so he will not come. He will say, "First I will finish it and then I will do remaining things." So it becomes a disturbance whatever comes in between. So similarly, as one advances in Krishna consciousness, one considers anything unrelated to devotional service of Krishna an obnoxious disturbance. So whichever is not anukul, anukulasya sankalpa, pratikulasya varjanam, it becomes a disturbance in devotional service. And also this sloka, Prabhuji told, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janeti Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayat Ahaitukam. By rendering devotional service unto personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge, the knowledge comes, and automatically the detachment from the world also comes. Also there are many shlokas. Shrashraddhidanasya vivardhamana virakti manyatra karuktu vimsa. Harer padanu smriti nivritasya samasta dukha bhayam ashudhati. For one who is anxious to engage constantly in hearing topics, here the anxiety is shown. Lalasa, just like in the verse it is shown, uttama shloka lalasa. One who is anxious to engage constantly in hearing such topics, Krishna Katha gradually increases his indifference towards all other things. It's not like aaj bharti kal chakravarti. It's not in that form. Ki aaj you just start devotional service and suddenly everything disappears. Detachment is not sudden, but it's a gradual process. It gradually increases his indifference towards all other things. Such constant remembrance of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna by the devotee who has achieved transcendental bliss vanquishes all his miseries without delay. That is nothing but Uttama Shloka Lalasa. Srila Prabhupada also states this verse. One is foregoing the lower tastes by receiving the higher taste. Second, it is given in this sloka, Krishna is so attractive that one can give up all desirable things for his sake. Indeed, even liberation is considered insignificant for those whose minds are attracted to the loving service of the Lord. So Brahmananda is nothing in front of Sevananda, or you can say the devotional service, the bliss acquired by performing devotional service. So even in one of the purports, Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada indicates this shloka in one of the other purports. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tam sarva papebe mokshishyami masucha. So that means mokshishyami means Krishna purifies one of all the sinful reactions. Jivan mukta, one who is purified is nothing but jivan mukta. Already, although he is in this material body, he can be called as a jivan mukta. Although performing all the activities in this material world, but still is a jivan mukta because he is purified of everything. Because this is nothing but the characteristics of, one of the characteristics of pure devotional service. Kleshagni, Shubada, and Moksha Lagutakrit. Moksha Lagutakrit means liberation is like, for them it's like, Lagutakrit means it belittles. They don't even care for liberation. They just care for pure devotional service. Which is that shloka? Whether in hell or heaven. Narayana parasarve na kutaschana vibhyati. Sarga parga narkeshu apitulyartha darshina. Whether they are in hell, heaven, material world, spiritual world, anywhere, they only care for devotional service, a chance to perform devotional service to the Lord. So these are the characteristics of pure devotional service. Automatically the Brahmanand becomes Brahmanand, which is the highest, which for which people run behind. Dharma, Artha, Kama, and the highest is Moksha for them. So that Brahmanand, it is belittled in front of the pure devotional service. Because the bliss, because the other characteristics after Moksha Lagutakrit, Sudurlabha, Sandarananda Visheshatma, because the intense bliss, it's a very concentrated bliss one achieves while performing devotional service to Krishna, that Sandarananda. And automatically this attracts Krishna also. Even Srila Bilva Mangal Thakur says, Mukti Swayam Mukulitanjali Sevate Sman Dharmartha Kama Gataya Samaya Pratiksha. If we develop unflinching devotional service to the Supreme Lord, Bilva Mangal Thakur says, I think that liberation stands at my door with folded hands, waiting to serve me. What then to speak of other things? Mukti is standing with folded hands. So what is dharma, artha, kama? They are also behind mukti, standing with folded hands. No need to separately endeavor for liberation. It is automatically there. It's a byproduct of your devotional service. Even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the verses are there describing Krishna Namaye Ananda Sindhu Aswadan Brahmananda Tara Age Khatodakasam. So chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra ocean, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra is like unlimited ocean. And in front of that ocean, Brahmananda is Brahmananda Tara Age Khatodakasam. canal water. In Hindi it is called Nalika Pani. It's like that. Chanting Hare Krishna. This bliss that one experiences. One more shloka, there is the comparison is given. If Brahmanand is multiplied by millions and millions and millions of times, it cannot even equal a drop of the ocean of the bliss obtained from pure devotional service. Of course, we cannot understand what these things are because we, the Brahmananda, Sevananda and all these things. But as we just in the previous shloka, it gradually the indifference comes, gradually the taste increases and we experience the bliss. Because why? because this is Sandrananda Visheshatma. There is intense bliss because it attracts the Lord. Shri Krishna Akarshani. It attracts the Supreme Lord. So this is what in this 44th shloka. And in the 45th shloka, here you can see the deer. He utters the, Bharat Maharaj in the form of the deer, utters the prayers and then leaves his body. So Prabhupada writes, the living entities are eternally connected to Lord in devotional service. So the perfection of life is to remember Narayana at the time of death. Etavan Sankhya Yoga Abhyam Sadharma Parinishtaya Janma Labha Parap Pumsam Ante Narayana Smritihi. The highest perfection of human life, achieved either by complete knowledge of matter and spirit, by practice of mystic powers, or by perfect discharge of occupational duty, that is Varnashram Dharma, Jnana, Yoga, anything. What is the ultimate perfection? Is to remember the personality of Godhead at the end of life. So in this shloka's purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, this is possible because here in this shloka it is Etavan Sankhya Yoga Abhyam and Swadharma. These three things are mentioned. Etavan Sankhya Yoga Abhyam Swadharma Parinishtaya Janma Labha Parapumsam Ante Narayan Smriti. Even for these people, Jnanis, Yogis and one who are following Karmis, following Varnashram Dharma, for them this is possible, Ante Narayan Smriti. How it is possible? It is only possible by the association of a pure devotee who can give finishing touches. Prabhupada writes, who can give finishing touches to their transcendental activities of all these people, Jnanis, Karmis and Yogis. Otherwise, it's very difficult. Klesho adhiktarastesham, avyakta asakta chetasam. It is very difficult for such people to remember Krishna at the end of their life. Only by the association of devotees it is possible. So, although Bharat Maharaj received the body of a deer, but Lord Krishna protected what? The consciousness of the deer. The previous consciousness was protected even in the deer body. So, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Ananyas Chintayanto Mam ये जना पर्युपासते तेषां नित्याभियुक्तानां योगक्षेमं वहाम्यहम्. Those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and preserve what they have. So in this, Krishna wanted to give some token punishment to Bharat Maharaj for this small deviation of compassion, or you can say the artificial compassion towards the deer. So, he preserved the consciousness of Bharat Maharaj. So, there is no loss actually. Neha bikrama nashosti pratyavayo na vidyate svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. So, one who is performing devotional service, there is no loss. Even though there is change of body, but still the consciousness somehow, maybe by association of devotee, by inspiration through Paramatma, somehow he will get connected again to devotional service in his next life. There is this shloka, Tektvasa dharmam charanam bhujam harer bhajan napakva atapate tato yadi yatrakva vabhadram abudamushyakim ko artha apto bhajatam so dharmatah. What this shloka says? Tektvasa dharmam, leaving one's own occupational devotee, if one performs devotional service, charanam bhujam harer, although bhajan apakvo, his devotional service may not be completed, still, yatraka abhadram, what is inauspicious in that? Nothing is inauspicious. He will not lose anything. On the other hand, one who is perfectly performing his varnashram dharma, what is the gain if he is not performing devotional service? In this case, there is no loss, and in that case, there is no gain. So, any other examples anybody has who has remembered his previous life? He got a different body, but he is remembering his previous life. Vritrasura. यस चित्रकेतु महाराज गजेंद्र सडनली ड्यूरिंग द टाइम व्हेन द क्रोकोडाइल ग्रास्प्ड हिज लेग्स सो कृष्णा इंटरवीन्ड एंड सेव्ड देम बाय कीपिंग देयर कॉन्शियसनेस सो अल्टीमेटली देयर इज नो लॉस इन डिवोशनल सर्विस सो वन कैन ब्लिसफुली कंटिन्यू परफॉर्मिंग इट इन द केस ऑफ चित्रकेतु महाराज so much endeavor in the previous life chitraketu maharaj how many wives 1 crore wives so one of the devotees was mathematically calculating in one of his classes he told if he marries one wife one day it will take him 27,300 years to to marry 1 crore wives so much endeavor so much burden just to have that one child who can continue his lineage So Prabhupada was telling once, I don't know, I am not able to recollect where exactly, but Prabhupada told this statement that my Guru Maharaj saved me from the burden of enjoying this material world. There are two kinds of burden. To enjoy this material world is also a burden. Because there is one shloka, I don't remember that, but it says that to gain wealth, you need lot of endeavor. So much burden just to gain wealth. And even after gaining wealth, to maintain that wealth is even more a burden, or you can say even more an endeavor. So even after achieving all these things, it's still a burden. So Srila Prabhupada says, there are two kinds of burden in one of the purports in third canto. There are two kinds of burden. One is burden of love and the burden of beast. He was telling in respect to the Yadu dynasty and the Kuru dynasty. Kuru dynasty was considered as the burden of beast, Duryodhana and all these people. Burden of beast, which the earth was actually feeling the burden of them. Whereas the Yadu dynasty, which were more in number as compared to the Kuru dynasty, but still earth, Mother Earth, was happy to take that burden because it was burden of love. Because Krishna and all his associates were there in that family. So Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes the burden of love is like the burden of husband on young wife, the burden of child on the lap of mother, and the burden of wealth on the businessman. Although actually burdens from viewpoint of heaviness, they are all burdens, but they are also sources of pleasure. And in the absence of such burdensome objects, one may feel the burden of separation, which is heavier to bear than the actual burden of love. So although this may be burden, I think Loknath Goswami, right? Loknath Goswami would carry his DTs. He would hang his DTs and wherever he would go, he would carry his DTs. Radha Vinod. In Jaipur, the temples. So for him, there was no burden that the DTs are there. Why to carry, keep them in one place? Wherever he would go, he would carry his DTs. He was so attached. So in this case, we see, this is not burden of, this is burden of love, which one happily carries. So Srila Prabhupada also we can see from the life of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, if you see the instruction given by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, go and preach in English. And where? Not just India, but even outside. So in apparently it may seem to be a burden, but that Prabhupada accepted as a burden of love. And to, perform that service at the age, at the ripe age of 70, he went to America. So that love, that which Prabhupada carried, it actually exploded. There is a book called Hare Krishna Explosion also, right? In DYS, we give this Discover Yourself and Journey of Self-Discovery course. From explosion, nothing positive happens. But this is the only explosion from which so much positive has come out. So this explosion, this Hare Krishna explosion actually awakened the spiritually dead souls and brought back to life, brought them back to life. And in this way, Brother Prithvite Ache Nagradi Gram Sarvatta Prachar Hoibe Moranam. Each and every village, each and every city, there were devotees. So even Srila Prabhupada waking and late, he would wake up at 1 a.m. and he would dictate his Bhaktivedanta purports. So Srila Prabhupada calls this as his devotional ecstasies. So he did not consider this as burden. This was a burden of love for Srila Prabhupada and his natural compassion for the people, for the devotees in the future to come. Even Srila Rupa Goswami says, I need millions of tongues, millions of ears to hear, millions of tongues to chant the Mahamantra and millions of ears to hear. For us, it may become a burden sometimes chanting if one is not, able to one is not able to attentively chant, so it sometimes chanting also becomes a burden. But for the instant when, or you can say the time when these things become a burden of love, this burden of love, all you can say, it becomes out of naturally people due to one's attachment or one's regular practice of devotional service, it automatically becomes, the sadhana bhakti gets converted to raganuga bhakti. It becomes spontaneous. Once one has ruchi, at the stage of ruchi. So in one of the verses, Narad Muni is telling to Vyasadeva in first canto, even though devotee of Lord Krishna sometimes falls down, somehow or other, he certainly does not undergo material existence like others. Because a person who has once released the taste of the lotus feet of the Lord can do nothing but remember that ecstasy again and again. So Prabhupada writes in this purport, when Bharat Maharaj, in this 45 purport, Bharat Maharaj took birth as a deer, he was very, very cautious in his deer body. Because of deer, he became deer. So in that deer body, he became very cautious not to again deviate from the line of devotional service. So we can connect this. Because a person who has once released the taste of the lotus feet of the Lord can do nothing but remember that ecstasy again and again. So in that purport, Prabhupada writes, in Bhagavad Gita, it is also said that such fallen devotees are given a chance to take birth in the family of highly qualified brahmanas, suchinam shrimatam gehe, or in rich mercantile family. A devotee in such a position is not as fortunate as one who is chastised by the Lord and put into position seemingly of helplessness. The devotee who becomes helpless by the will of the Lord is more fortunate than those who are born in good families. So helplessness is more fortunate position than being born in rich families or family of brahmanas. The fallen devotees born in a good family may forget the lotus feet of the Lord because they are less fortunate. But the devotee who is put into a forlorn condition is more fortunate because he swiftly returns to the lotus feet of the Lord, thinking himself helpless all around. So the devotee is always remorseful and always, somewhat guilty of his even small deviations. Just like in the shloka, tattenu kampa susumikshamano bunjana evatma kritam vipakam ridvagvapurvir vidadhan namaste jivetayo mukti pade sadaya bhak. Who earnestly, my dear Lord, one who earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds and offering you respectful obeisances with his heart, words and body, is surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim. So the deer, Bharat Maharaj in the form of deer, what he was doing, he was patiently suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds, and at the same time, he did not stay with his dear mother. A dear mother in the form of deer. Dear mother. It's it's dear mother only. No? So, when he became a deer, he left his dear mother and went away. And went away to take association of the devotees. So similarly, he is suffering, patiently suffering, reaction of his past misdeed, at the same time performing his devotional service. He took their association. Srila Prabhupada writes in this purport, just as one cannot approach the sun without becoming fire, one cannot approach the Supreme Lord, Supreme Pure Lord Shri Krishna, without undergoing a rigid purificatory process, which may appear like suffering, but which is in fact a curative treatment administered by the personal hand of the Lord. So it is a cure, and Lord is becoming a physician who administers this treatment. So, when somebody does some wrong, somebody may think like, okay, I will do some atonement. But in Bhagavatam already it is told that atonement is like manne kunjara shauchavat. It's like an elephant bath. You do atonements again, that desire will not go. So next, after some shlokas, this shloka comes. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana agham dhunvanti karsnena niharam iva bhaskara. Only a rare person who has adopted complete unalloyed devotional service to Krishna can uproot the weeds of sinful actions with no possibility that they will revive. He can do this simply by discharging devotional service, just as the sun can immediately dissipate fog. So what is the best atonement? Best atonement is nothing but performance of devotional service only. No other atonements are required. So this bhakti destroys the prarabdha, aprarabdha, and bija, even the desire, even the root of the desire is destroyed with no possibility that it will again come. So, in this shloka number 45, the deer gives up his body. I am quitting this body, offering obeisances unto the Supreme Lord, hoping that I may perpetually engage in my devotional service. So, a devotee is always, what do you say, devotee is always kya bolte hai usko, okay fine. Anukulasya sankalpa pratikulasya varjanam rakshasi iti vishwaso. He is always hopeful that Krishna will protect him. So in this deer body, Bharat Maharaj is completely hopeful, because this is one of the characteristics of devotional service. Anukulasya sankalpa pratikulasya varjanam rakshasi iti vishwaso goptritve varanam tatha atmanikshepa karpanya sadvida sharanagati. One of the characteristics of surrender. Avashya rakshibe Krishna. So in this consciousness, the deer leaves his body. And when he became Jad Bharat, the third life, he became ultra cautious. Although he was the most knowledgeable person in the entire planet, still he appeared like a dumb and deaf person. His father tried to convince him to perform regulative duties, occupational duties, still he was doing the opposite. Tavat karmani kurvita na nirvidyeta yavata matkatha shravanadava shraddha yavanna jayati. As long as one is not situated by fruitive activity and has not awakened his taste for devotional service by shravanam, kirtanam and all these nine processes, one has to act according to regulative principles. But Bharat Maharaj was already a jivan mukta. He was already on advanced stage of devotional service. So all these things were not needed for him. So this is a very beautiful pastime of Bharat Maharaj, which the Lord orchestrated and showed his transformation. Transformation of Bharat Maharaj, showing artificial compassion to the deer, to the ultimate transformation of Bharat Maharaj in the form of Jad Bharat, showing real compassion through Rahuguna, through the instructions of the Rahuguna. For whom? For all the deers in this forest of material enjoyment, who can be anytime be eaten by the ferocious animals in the forest. So this is a transformation from artificial compassion to real compassion through his instructions to Rahugana. So this is the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. Adi Madhye, this one of the glories, 12th canto, this shloka comes. Adi Madhya वसानेषु वैराग्याख्यान संयुतम हरिलीला कथाव्रता मृतानंदित सत्सुरम सर्ववेदांत सारम यत् ब्रह्मा मैकत्व लक्षणम वास्तवादित्यम तन्निष्ठम कैवल्यक प्रयोजनम फ्रॉम बिगिनिंग व्हाट इज इन भागवतम बिगिनिंग मिडल एंड एंड श्रीमद् भागवतम इज फुल ऑफ नरेशंस दैट एनकरेज रिनंसिएशन ऑफ मटेरियल लाइफ एज वेल एज नेक्टेरियन अकाउंट्स ऑफ लॉर्ड हरीज ट्रांसेंडेंटल पास्ट टाइम्स विच गिव एक्सटसी टू द सेंटली डिवोटीज एंड demigods. This Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedanta philosophy because its subject matter is the absolute truth, which, while non-different from spirit soul, is ultimate reality. One without a second. The goal of this literature is exclusive devotional service unto the supreme truth. So all throughout the Bhagavatam, we can understand this spirit of detachment of the devotees and how the Lord performs his nectarian pastimes and interferes in the lives of the devotees to make it more happening and full of instructions for the other fallen conditioned souls. Thank you very much. Sorry for going overboard. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.